last word on the environment on Today FM.
With ESB Networks, connecting you to a clean electric future. ESBnetworks.ie.
Ian Guider joins us now. And Ian, tell us about an Irish company creating over 1,000 new jobs in the next 3 years.
Yeah, Grant Thornton, the big auditing and accounting firm, is creating 1,000 new jobs. About 170 were announced a few weeks ago in its tax practice, when it's where it's doubling the number of tax advisors. But a further 830 jobs will be created over the next 3 years across its various divisions. And the company has grown really rapidly. I think since the financial crisis, it's more than doubled in size. In fact, it may have trebled in size in Ireland. And the company is saying it's not just tax and auditing where it's doing well. It's corporate finance, it's insurance advisory business, financial services, and helping companies navigate digital transformation. All of these areas are growing, and that's where it's seeking workers across all of its offices across the island of Ireland, and not just in its Dublin headquarters. And I think all of the big accounting firms, we talk of the big four accounting firms of KPMG, EY, Deloitte and PwC, we've all seen them announce jobs in the last number of months. But I think the Grant Thornton announcement now will put it fairly close to catching up on the big four in terms of size.
Now, tell us about the IBEX survey, which shows 2/3 of companies have increased pay for their employees this year.
And we'll be increasing pay again next year. Yeah, IBEC, the big employers lobby group, was having a conference today about human resources. And it carried out a survey amongst its member companies and found that 65% of companies have given their staff pay rises this year of around 2.8% on average. And 3/4 of companies next year expect that they will have to increase pay once again, and this time by around 2.7%. Now, these pay rises are not in line with inflation. They're a little bit lower. But what it points out to is a labour market where there is a big shortage of workers, a big shortage of skilled workers and unskilled workers. And because of that, companies are having to increase pay across the board to deal with it. So if you're an employee out there, despite what might have been for many companies in many sectors and employees in many sectors a difficult 18 months because of the economy recovering well and the shortage of labour, whether it's the fact that we have not seen as much immigration into the country or whatever it is, the fact is, if you're an employee out there, you have a bit of bargaining power with your boss. And then some of the other interesting findings in this survey by IBEC, Matt, it's not just what companies are having to do on the pay front to get people in through the door. It's all of the softer issues which are now playing a big part in tempting employees to jump ship or move job or move from country. It's the things such as working from home that companies are going to have to put in place permanent hybrid working conditions and also take into account non-pay things. So employee well-being, or the fact is, are you working your staff too hard? Are there things you can do to make employees' life a little bit easier? All of these things are going to play a part over the next year as companies try and get that talent, because we are going to see it. There's lots of surveys by the various recruitment companies out there. We do have an emerging labour problem in this country at all levels. You see it, Matt, when you walk down the street, you see it in restaurants and bars, but you are seeing it. You know, it's going to be hard for all the professional services firms to find all of those skilled workers as well.
Yeah, and is it all going to feed into inflation? Because if companies have to pay more to their employees, does that mean that they will end up charging higher prices for their products and services?
I think that you are beginning to see, and just to give an example of that today, you are seeing companies out there, even the likes of Unilever, the big consumer products maker, it's saying, look, all of these shortages that we are seeing, and be it supply chain, raw materials, labor costs, all of these are going to be passed on to people across businesses. You're going to see it, as I said, at either a consumer level or a business-to-business level, you will see prices go up, and that in turn fuels inflation, which is not good for the economy, but we might have to tolerate it for a little while. But as I said, if you're somebody out there who is in negotiations with your employer or you're thinking of moving elsewhere, you do have that bit of bargaining power, both for pay and non-pay factors.
Now, of course, one group of well-paid executives that don't have bargaining power, it seems, are the bank bosses. And this is up again, this thing that they're whinging about not being able to get paid more than £500,000 a year. They're now starting to look for a lifting of the rules in relation to that in exchange for new accountability rules. But are they actually taken their eye off the ball, that the real issue for banks at the moment is competing with the Revoluts and N26s of the world. And all they seem to be interested about is lobbying government for better pay.
You are such a cynic, Matt. Will nobody think of the plight of Ireland's poor bankers on just €500,000 per year? Yet the Banking and Payments Federation of Ireland have made a submission to the Oireachtas Finance Committee, and this is for the government to lift the bonus ban and also the pay cap that employees face at senior level of €500,000. And not just to do it for the reasons of paying these people more, but to link it to the new reforms that are coming in that will effectively put in a lot of regulatory oversight of how bankers do their job. So they're saying, look, yes, lift this ban, which is really hurting the banks. And we spoke about the fact that Bank of Ireland's chief financial officer is leaving the company next year. And many others have followed out the doors in the last couple of years from the main banks. There is a brain drain, and it is being linked to the fact that you can earn a lot of money and get bonuses and share options elsewhere. And the fact is, this pay cap has been in place for 10 years. Well, instead of just lifting it willy-nilly, how about in return to the fact is, look, there are new rules coming into place by the central bank called the Senior Executive Accountability Regime. Well, if these strict new rules are coming in, and it might be deterring some people from coming into the banking, how about pay us more? But if people transgress, they will be subject to these big new rules that are coming in. So there's a quid pro quo here. Unfortunately, I don't think Pascal Donoghue, the Minister of Finance, whether he wants to break the pay cap and bonus ban, whether he wants to or not, I think the political situation is so toxic that it would be absolutely, it would be a politically courageous decision to do it right now. I can't just see it happening. But Matt, as you said, the banks are losing people. They're losing them to technology companies. They're losing them to other industries. So is it doing more harm than good to the banks to have this in place right now?
Okay. Your campaign to make the world aware of Elon Musk, or when I say not aware, they're aware of him, but maybe that he's overvalued, is failing. There's now reports that he's about to become the world's first trillionaire.
Yeah, a stockbroking firm called Morgan Stanley have put out a research report saying that given how well Tesla and his other investments are doing, he could be on the way to becoming a trillionaire already. He's not doing too bad. I think his net worth is somewhere in the region of about 100 and odd billion euro. He's not too far away from Bill Gates and Jeff Bezos and Warren Buffett as one of the world's richest men. And Tesla itself is doing well. The company put out quarterly results last night covering July, August and September. Pretty good quarter. Revenues up by what? Well, up to 13.7 billion euro, nearly double what they were a year ago. The company's profits rose by a fivefold increase in profits to $1.6 billion. Still only sold about 240,000 cars, which most of the big American and German automakers would sell in about a month. But still, that has seen Tesla set record results. Warning, though, that there are challenges ahead. Microchip shortage, which, of course, being an electric car maker, is a big problem. Congestion at ports around the world, so the ability to ship its product where its customers are an issue. And also in China, where it has set up a huge manufacturing facility, rolling blackouts are limiting production. So Tesla doing quite well, but warning, like most car makers, there are problems down the road.
Ian Guider, thank you.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper.
Weekdays from 4:30. Today FM.